Pork chop, have your hand ready. I'm going to try to do the need-to-know news today with a cough drop in.
Oh,
if I have to spit it out, I need you to catch it so I can reuse it. I only brought three.
Ew.
All right, here we go. Time for Joe's need-to-know news. 183 passengers. That's a lot of people. They were stuck on an Amtrak train. They were finally able to exit yesterday after being on there for more than 36 hours.
What?
Could you imagine that?
No.
Ugh. The train was heading from Seattle to LA when it got blocked by downed trees in a remote part of Oregon Sunday night. Now, the area, they had gotten about 14 inches of snow by Monday afternoon. So nobody was going to get in there. There wasn't really any hotels in the area. Power was spotty because of that storm. So the officials were like, look, this sucks. We're just going to keep you guys on the train where you're at. You should be able to be okay for a couple of days. They said that was the safest option.
Why couldn't they go backwards?
They were stuck down trees, down lines.
Okay.
Welcome to Joe's Need to Know. They couldn't, though. They were stuck. Like,
I gotcha.
Everything fell as they
so
were going.
So a tree fell in front of them and behind them.
Apparently, that whole path is pretty bad.
Yikes.
Wow.
So I could believe it. You're talking that much snow and that cold. So what they did is they still had heat. They still had power. They had working restrooms and food. So finally, yesterday, a Union Pacific locomotive showed up and pulled the train back after the track was cleared, and they took it back to the place in Oregon. So here's one of the passengers talking about, like, well, what the heck do you do when this is going on? What are you doing on that train?
To be honest, a lot of, like, card games, talking, sharing stories. Some guy pulled out his ukulele and put some kids to sleep. It's just been, like, a giant kumbaya party.
I would have loved that. Like, somebody play me a song on the ukulele, please.
Sounds relaxing.
It actually sounds like we had to be humans and talk to each other and actually interact. It was weird, but I'm glad they're all okay. A guy in South Carolina has been viral this week for buying $540 worth of Girl Scout cookies so two Girl Scouts could go inside and get out of the cold weather. Do you remember talking about that just a few days ago? Do you remember that?
No.
You haven't seen this everywhere? Okay, yeah, this guy, he bought like 7 boxes of cookies. These girls were selling them, and it was freezing cold, so he comes back a few minutes later. He's like, how much do you have left? He's like, okay, how much is that? I'll buy them all. It was like $540.
Jeez.
It's like, what a cool guy. You know, he's helping them sell all the cookies they need to meet their goal, and they don't have to freeze their buns off anymore. They get to go home and hang out and do whatever.
Let me guess, he couldn't pay rent after that because he spent all his money on cookies?
Well, I don't think he'll have to pay rent anymore because he's probably going to be in jail.
I knew it.
That photo went viral because he's smiling at the girl. It's like, yay.
He's got a warrant out?
Well, he's got a little more than that, Alex. Yesterday, he was busted by the DEA for drug trafficking. Turns out he's accused of importing heroin and cocaine from Mexico worth over $1 million.
Oh, there's that.
It's so weird how, like, a major drug dealer like that can still just be, like, so nice to kids.
Yeah, can't we half pardon him or something?
Why not?
Well, I
mean,
book him.
Who got hurt? I mean, the girls stole their cookies.
All the people that are affected by the drugs that he's selling.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, gosh.
And all the people that were murdered.
Okay, thanks. Thanks for bringing down the girls' cookie vibe, girl cookie vibe, whatever the hell it was. Yeah, so that's the story with that. I could not imagine being this next woman here. One, because I'm a man, but two, holy crap. A single mom was horrified when she showed up to pick up her daughter from a daycare and the nursery provider was breastfeeding her child.
Oh.
That ain't your boob. What are you doing? Yeah, let me tell you this one. The mom marched over, took the baby from her arms and asked her, are you crazy? What the hell's wrong with you? Yeah, the provider said that she was saving her baby from chemicals that she was trying to force into her body, and she should be thanking her for doing it all these months. So she's been doing it for months.
Ew.
That is a sick person.
This sounds like a Freak Show Friday person right here.
Yeah, let's call her.
Oh, my God. The mother wrote a public letter and a column about the situation and said she isn't taking her child back to that daycare. Well, duh, I'd hope not. But doesn't know what to do about the nursery provider yet. How do you even justify that?
Well, I know obviously that's kind of wrong, but why is it actually wrong? Because I've heard stories of people
diet
that
affects
can't...
your breast milk, things like that. Like, moms want to be able to control what's going into their kids' bodies, their baby's bodies. Like, you know what I mean? Like, what if she's a smoker? What if she drinks a lot of energy drinks?
What if she's doing drugs?
Anything.
With that cookie scout guy, you know? Girl Scout cookie guy.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how bad is this?
I think it's also, like, just a weird invasion of someone, like a violation to have like another woman's breast in your child's mouth.
That I would actually agree. That's a little weird.
Very bizarre.
I mean, some moms are okay with like having their friend or their sister or somebody like breastfeed their kid for them, but it's like arranged in advance.
Right.
Like if you don't
consent.
Ask first.
Consent.
I mean, but animals
involved.
Do it, like my cats, you know?
Yeah, to their mom.
I mean,
not
they do
to
it to
the
another.
Random.
You're breastfeeding with your cat?
No, not me.
Can you milk your cat? Can you milk
like
your cat?
Movie.
Oh, it's in a movie?
I've got nipples, Greg. Can you milk me?
Yes. I need that clip.
Poor child's like, I'm sure going to try tonight. And finally, I love baseball. I know people say it's boring, but it's my favorite sport to play and to watch. This is crazy. This happened at a Saturday game. It was Florida Jacksonville University taking on Alabama Jacksonville State. And listen to the play-by-play. This has nothing to do with the actual, I guess, players.
Hawk, and he just dropped a fish in the outfield. It's an osprey out there that just dropped a fish out in shallow right field.
Oh, my gosh.
And now a bald eagle has entered the scene, and everything has come to a halt. The eagle comes in, chases the osprey away, makes him drop the fish, and now the eagle is Connor Stevens is going out into shallow right. Is he going to go try and get the fish before the eagle gets it? The
Who's
eagle circling overhead.
Who's gonna get
Stevens
it?
Has the fish wrapped up in a towel, and he makes his way back over to the home dugout.
All right, there we go. So, like,
that's so random.
A bird flies over, drops a bird, then a bald eagle's like, America! Comes in there, tries to take it, and it's like.
You mean what? He drops a fish?
Yeah, sorry. I don't know what I'm going on. It's the cold meds today. I am so high right now off NyQuil. So, it's just absolutely insane, though, to see that at a baseball game. See, if that happened more often, I think people would watch.
They're
well, this is entertaining. I enjoy that. That is Joe's Need to Know News. You can check this and everything else out at joeandalexshow.com.